You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the incredible, the amazing Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Super excited to be here tonight. It is an extraordinary and amazing night. I know everybody around the globe has been through something crazy, right? Texas just went through something extra crazy. I'm sure you all heard about it on the news. And we literally just moved into a new place on yesterday. It has just been like, oh my goodness, my body is tired. Entire body is tired. We canceled all the radio shows yesterday just so we could get everything moved properly and set up properly. It was just crazy. So glad to be back on the air tonight and rocking and rolling. Of course, I am Kia D holding it down for We Talk Radio Network. Of course, this is a Shine Lord Radio Show right here alongside one of the most extraordinary co-host ever, okay? He is so dedicated, always here, he on time half the time, but that don't even matter. I don't even care. He shows up for the show. You know, okay, what time you get here? Real talk. Come on in is what I say. Shout out to T Smiley.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy T Smiley here with Miss Kia D right here on the Shy Lord Radio. And so, yes, we are having a good time right here on tonight.
Yes, of course, as well as I'd be remiss if I did not mention the other co-host of tonight's show, Big Joe. He's not here tonight. He may be chiming in here in just a few minutes, but he is not here right now. So, but I'm sure he'll be here. I'm sure he'll be here. Big Joe works so hard, just like Peace Molly and myself. But Big Joe works in the streets. He's our street team. So he lets us, our correspondent in the streets, lets us know what's going on out there. You know, so we don't have to. We can stay nice and cozy wozy in the crib. I'm just saying, shout out to Big Joe. It's going down tonight. I'm super excited. I've had a young lady on the show before, and I am super excited to have her featured again on the show tonight. She is an amazing young lady who's done amazing things around the globe, has a very, very successful business. She helps other women in business. I'm super excited to feature her again tonight on the show. She's got something amazing happening next weekend, and she's super excited to talk to you about it. She is the beautiful Nadia Monsano. She is the CEO of My Sister Keeper. Do not go anywhere, because when we come back, she's going to be here with us live, hanging out, having a good time, holding it down. We're going to be talking about this amazing event coming up. We're going to be talking about her magazine. I was featured in the incredible magazine. It was so beautiful, and I was so honored. Just truly amazing. So we're going to be talking about that and, of course, how you can find the magazine, how you can find her, all that good stuff. So definitely stay here. Stay tuned to We Talk Radio Network. Again, if you don't know, all month long we have been doing several incredible promotions. One of those promotions is the giveaway of some amazing cash, and we're going to tell you tonight how you can win. Tonight is the last night. Tonight is the last night that we're going to be giving out a keyword. So you definitely want to write down this keyword. Shout out to everybody who's been tuning in all month long, all over the globe, collecting these keywords, trying to win this money. Every week we're giving out $100, and then at the end of the month, which is this month, in a couple days, whoever the first person is to send us all the keywords that for every radio show, we've been giving out a keyword. And if everybody has tuned into every radio show except for this Saturday, we did not air shows on this Saturday, so this Saturday will not count. But if you've been tuning in all month long, you will be able to write down every keyword. Even if you didn't, go back, listen to the show, write all the keywords down. You're going to go to the www.wetalkradio.com. That's our website, wetalkradio.com. And you're going to go to the Contact Us tab. You're going to put in your email address, and you're going to put in all of the keywords. The first person that puts in every single keyword for every week, of course, shout out to the winners already. We are still waiting on a winner from week 3 and week 4. So somebody, of course, this is week 4, and I'm going to give out the last keyword for tonight, for this week. But last week, we do not have a winner yet. So, hey, listen, we are looking. go back to the website, listen to the radio show. Somebody is sending in the wrong keyword. I don't know what they're listening to, but they're not listening for that keyword. I guess they think we're playing. No, you're not just going to send us anything. We are looking for the keyword. Send us that keyword. You're going to go to WeTalkRadio.com, which is our brand new website. Shout out to the entire team who's making us look so wonderful online. I absolutely love it. And you're just going to put in all those keywords. And everyone who puts in the keywords for every week, if you win, you win $100. But if you put in all the keywords for the entire month, you're going to win $500. So, again, don't go anywhere. We're going to tell you the keyword for this week here in just a few minutes. And right up next, we're going to have the incredible Nadia Monsanto joining us. Don't go anywhere. The beautiful CEO of My Sister Keeper will be here hanging out with us. I can't wait. It's your girl, Kia D, holding it down for the incredible We Talk Radio Network right here on the Shine Lord Radio Show. We will be right back. Yeah.
Any day now is what I kept telling myself on the last mile on the road to somewhere, but along the way I saw the wind and the rain, and to my surprise, oh, blew my mind. So many times I had to hold on for my life, but I
survived.
extraordinary, incredible, and amazing Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. It's a blessed and amazing time to be alive. When so many did not make it to see 2020, we have made it to, excuse me, what's up? Wait, thanks for the correction, T. Smiley. He said 2021. My bad. I'm a whole year behind. First of all, some didn't even make it to see 2020. I should have said 2021, but some didn't make it to 2021 either. And now we're heading into March tomorrow. I can't believe it. And some didn't make it to see this day either. So we are blessed. I will not let the rocks cry out for me. Super excited and blessed to be alive today. And glory be to God. Do you hear me? So I am just super excited to have the opportunity to host the Shine Lord Radio Show. The show has been around for a very, very long time. We started the show probably in 2017-ish and been going strong. But so super excited to bring on individuals that are motivators and inspirational. And that's who we're going to be talking to tonight, an incredible and astounding, beautiful young woman from Trinidad and Tobago. Super excited to have her on. We actually had her on in 2020, and glad to have her back on today. Last time we talked to her, she did not have the online magazine just yet, and she actually, let me tell you, things 2020 just made things just, for some, they didn't make it, and for others, they pushed forward, and she's one who actually pushed forward and pushed through 2020 just to get to 2021. She has a company that brands that assists with branding and marketing for women in business. And, of course, she has a business directory that she has on her website. Of course, her incredible magazine. She, of course, retired from the U.S. Army years ago after an incident that changed her incredible life. And, of course, she had a son. And she started many years ago with a nonprofit with her cousin. And here she is today. With my sister Keeper Candy Conversations and helping women around the globe build their business from the bottom up, and so impactful to so many incredible people who didn't even realize until they began to talk to her the dream that they had. This is who she is. This is what she does. I'm super excited to feature this incredible young lady on the show tonight. She is the CEO of My Sister Keeper, the incredible and amazing Nadia Manzano. How are you, queen?
I am blessed and favored to be on your show tonight. Oh my goodness, you did such an amazing job in talking about me. I'm like, wait, is she talking about me? Oh my goodness, I love to meet this person. So thank you so much.
I love the introduction. Oh my goodness, I love it. Absolutely. Listen, you're no stranger to We Talk Radio Network. You know how we do it. We have so much fun over here, and we could not have the month go by without featuring you, because you've got something amazing coming up. We're going to be talking about it. And this is Black History Month, as well as next month, going into next month, is Women's Month. So we're literally going to be honoring you for both months, because, of course, you're on the show today and this huge event that's coming up next week. So I want to talk about it all. Let's start with the amazing event, and then we're going to go back to the incredible vision for My Sister Keeper and all of the incredible things that you've got going on with it now. So let's talk about this incredible event that you've got coming up. I think it's March 6th.
Yes, this upcoming Saturday, March 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is the one-year anniversary celebration of My Sister Keeper. I cannot believe it's been 1 year since we have launched. Time went by so fast. And in a pandemic, my business has still been able to survive and thrive because of individuals and women that I'm meeting who are ready to start their own business, and I'm able to help them get from the ground up, as you said, on getting their digital presence online. And they are so thankful, and I am so thankful to have each and every one of them. So the celebration on Saturday, it's not even all about me and My Sister Keeper. It's all about the woman in business that I'm able to help We're going to have performances. We're having prizes and giveaways. I'm introducing vendors to customers. It's going to be amazing.
I love it. So let's talk about this event. You know, is it going to be a virtual or an in-person event?
So it's virtual. It's going to be over Zoom. I'm trying to, of course, make sure we stay safe, right? So I want to make sure that we celebrate and we celebrate safely. So it's going to be on Zoom. So if you go to mysisterkeeper.biz under my events tab, you can register for the event. It's only $20.21 because I'm celebrating 2021. To join this amazing event, and I have some special prizes to give away on this event. Now, you have to be in the Zoom room in order to win these prizes. I am going to go Facebook Live so that everyone can celebrate with me, but in order to win, you have to be in that Zoom room with me, and I am giving away $500 worth of my services for any business owner that is ready to get started in their business. So you can use it to build your website, get your logo, your marketing materials, anything that you need. And it's up to $500 worth of my service that I am going to be giving away as well. And that's just one of the many prizes that I'm giving away that night.
Oh, my goodness. Now, this is absolutely amazing. If anyone wants to know how to buy, go ahead and purchase tickets, go ahead and go to the website, mysisterkeeper.biz, and go to the events tab. Am I correct?
That's correct, yes. And registration is $20.21, and you will receive an automatic Zoom link, yes.
$20.21. I love it. That is, I love it. That is super cool. Listen, I am super excited for you and this incredible event. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. That is so exciting.
You know, to see your baby. Of course, we talked and it was amazing to have your energy on the show last year, and all of this was in the process of being created, and it was just so many incredible things that you are doing, and I'm just truly, truly excited to be able to now have you back again on the show, and for people to actually be able to see that dreams can be, you know, dreams delayed or not even delayed, just a dream doesn't have to be not realized because there may be a delay, you know, or there may be a pandemic, you know. Let's talk about that as well. You know, what was the biggest motivator? I'm sorry?
No, I said yes, definitely.
Yeah, what was the biggest motivator for you to push through this pandemic, you know, as you continue to be a business owner and an incredible entrepreneur and pushing other women to be entrepreneurs as well?
Oh, great question. My biggest motivator is seeing others win. Whenever I see a business owner win in their business, and I know I'm able to be a part of that celebration with them, motivates me to continuously help another person and another person and another woman and another woman. Most of course, my clients are females. However, I will help the males as well. I know a lot of my male customers are like, so you never going to expand into them. I do help the men, right? But my niche is women who want to get started in their business. So I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I finished up a website for one of my clients, and today we just reviewed the website to see if she wanted any types of changes. And literally, as I opened the site and I sent her link, she started crying. Unbelievable, because she didn't realize her vision coming to life. And those are the moments that I live for, right? Not just to make her cry, but to make her cry happiness to see that your business is actually coming into fruition. So I celebrate with anyone who is getting ready to get started with their business. And I encourage them to get it done, right? And we work so hard together. So when she saw that website and her business card and her brochures, and I showed her everything that I was able to design for her, she literally started crying and could not believe that it was actually coming to fruition, right? So that is my biggest motivator, is getting that energy from the person who was so thankful, and knowing that I was able to be a part of that experience with them is my absolute pleasure to do that.
Do you see an in? Have you seen an influx of business since the pandemic?
Yes, it has been absolutely amazing. My hat goes off to everyone. I guess when you are confined to home, you have to see, and you are that go-getter, and you know you have to take care of family. And it's like, okay, what can I do to take care of my family? What am I getting? What is my skill? What is my craft? What can I do to solve a need? And then it felt like so many people were at home and they were just thinking about, okay, my 9-to-5 may be going away. I can't go back into work. I'm losing my job. My hours are getting cut, but I still have my family to take care of, right? So what can I do? And it's like, I need to start my own business. Podcasts have gone up tremendously. My online show production schedule is crazy. So it's like, kudos to everyone who just sits at home and really thinks about how can I get started in my business and not think about, not to say that we don't need our 9-to-5, but it's like I'm always an advocate for multiple streams of income. Yes, you can have your 9-to-5, but what if something happens, like this pandemic?
Right.
Do you have an extra set of income coming in? And if the answer is no, then you need to figure out what is that other stream of income that can help when your 9-to-5 is no longer there.
Absolutely. Wow, absolutely. A beautiful opportunity to have this amazing young woman on with us again tonight. I'm super excited about it. We featured her last year, and, of course, she's got this amazing event happening this coming weekend. You do not want to miss it. Only $20.21. And it's a virtual event, so you can be nice and comfy in your house, in your house shoes, and all that good stuff. So it's going to be lots and lots of fun. But definitely put on a nice shirt, do your hair, you know, get dressed up a little bit. It's a Zoom call, you know. Other people will possibly see you, so you definitely want to look your best. But, hey, that doesn't mean your feet don't have to be your feet don't have to be completely covered up. You can wear your house shoes. So super excited about having this incredible young lady on with us tonight. My Sister Keeper was designed to help women in business remove any barriers from being successful in business. And the incredible Miss Nadia has found a way to help women in their time of need, specifically starting a new business when it's so stressful, when you either are still on that 9-to-5 or you just left that 9-to-5, when, you know, it can be a very stressful time. She is here to ease these things for you. She saw a need many years ago for women in business. There were barriers, and she said, I know, hey, I can help you. And this is what she is here to do: help you get the right customers in front of you, attract the right customers, attract your neighbors, which are some of the best customers, right? They're right next door. They're, you know, and I'm not, I don't mean literally your neighbor, but I'm just saying the people who are in your neighborhood, the people who are in your town, right? They'll come buy from you. They'll come right to your shop, because you're local. You know, you want to be the talk of the town. This is something she can help you do just by creating these attractive marketing materials. Man, I'm telling you. One of the things I talk about is having a website and how your website will speak for you when you are calling the halls, as we say down here in Texas, when you are sleeping. Your website will talk for you. Miss Nadia, I want you to tell us about that. Talk about the importance of marketing materials, the importance of website, the importance of a business card.
Absolutely. Perfect question. I appreciate that question. You know, people would shop with you based on how you are, how do you take your time to, you know, market your own self? Are you just throwing something out there, hoping for someone to come buy from you? Or are you taking the time to really make all of your digital marketing materials attractive and represent you, because that the marketing material represent you and your business. Your website represents you and your business, and your logo represents yourself. So are you taking that time to put the effort in to make sure these things are a representation of you? Because that's the first thing someone sees, right, online. They're not seeing you with, yes, you may have a personal social media page, but your business presence is just as important, if not more important, than your personal page. Because someone like me who is in business, I'm going to go research who I'm shopping with, because I need to make sure the person is, of course, reputable. Are you taking the time to brand yourself the way that you need to be branded? And these are the things that now in 2021, if you didn't learn anything in 2020, you need to learn in 2021. Everything is getting to be online and digital. So your online presence needs to be top-notch. People who are investing in themselves and making sure that they look good online and representing themselves, that you need to be there with them to get those customers as well. You can't just, based on word of mouth right now, right? Everything is a digital online presence, because we can't go out and market as we would normally at vendor showcases and things of that nature. Everybody is online right now. So that online presence is important, and the way you show up online is important. And I show women in business how you can show up online and attract the right customers for your business.
Beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it. I want to talk about the location. Like, if someone's in, outside of the state, outside of the country, let's talk about your scope of reach, so that everyone around the globe will have an opportunity to potentially participate, right, and everything that you have to offer.
Because the good thing about the pandemic is it taught us that we can reach people online better than if we were just talking to one person at a time on a daily basis. Like, I can reach hundreds and thousands of people online than I could go talking to hundreds and thousands of people day to day, right? So the pandemic has taught us that we can reach people all across the globe and work with them. A perfect example is one of the ladies that I featured in my October magazine came from Gambia. She is an amazing artist. I mean, her work is breathtaking. When she draws, she draws. I mean, some artwork, I didn't understand artwork giving you that emotion until I saw her artwork that she does. Like, you feel the art when you look at it. Whatever emotion she puts into her drawing, you feel it. One time she had just an eye crying with teardrops coming out of the eye, and I mean, it was magnificent. And it was that purpose of me featuring her, because her artwork was so amazing. And to think, if I didn't have a digital magazine or been able to interview her by meeting her online, I would not have been able to get that reach. So now my magazine is considered international. I have my magazine in Gambia, and she has copies there, and she's selling them within her neighborhood for proceeds for herself, right? So my magazine is actually in Gambia, and that would not have been possible if I did not have a perfect online presence. So this is what 2020 has taught us, that we could reach so much more and be graphical without just being in the U.S., right? We can reach out and touch so much more people.
Now that is beautiful. Absolutely.
It is amazing.
Touching.
It is amazing. It's I have clients who are out of Canada. I have clients who are out of so many different places, not just because When my Sister Keeper first started, it started off as being me networking for other businesses and bringing them together, and I was going to go to vendor shows with all of the ladies who had signed up to be on my directory, and I was going to take all of their marketing material and go share it with people for them. That was the scope of how I built my Sister Keeper. Then, and I did that in February 14th is when I launched and I came out to everyone to say, hey, welcome to my Sister Keeper. Then, as we know, by March, we were all like, well, can't go anywhere. And I had to pivot in my business to figure out how can I still get these women the services that I'm offering, but in a better scope. And it was a light bulb came off. Like, you can be online. Get your online presence out there. And from that, it just stored. So don't think about the pandemic as, I can't go out there and tell anybody about my business. You have millions of viewers online, so you can definitely start a business.
Absolutely, you can.
Yes.
And can you talk about how now really is the best time if you're going to do it? Like, now is like, seriously. Now is the best time. If you are a small business owner who started a business last year, 2019, or any time prior, there are ways right now for you to get a SBA loan and really get your business back where you need it to be, PPP loan, all kinds of things where businesses – so we don't know what's going to happen in 2 years. We don't know what's going to happen in 6 years. We don't want this to happen again. But I'm just saying right now is the time. Can you talk more about that as well?
Now is the absolute best and perfect time because there's so much resources out here now for small business owners to get started, right? So all of the excuses are coming off the table. The only reason why you cannot be successful in your business is if you just didn't try at all. So all of the excuses can come off the table. We don't have the time. We don't have the money. We don't have the resources. Those excuses can come off the table because for time purposes, you are at home. It's not like you have to drive to work or anything like that. Some of us are still working from home. Some of us do have to go out, but you have to put aside that time to invest in your business and yourself to be successful. Right? So you got to scope out that time. You know, and there's as you said, the PPE loan, SBA loans. There's so many different things that resources that are out there. And there are people like myself who can guide you and help you get started because some people just don't know where to start, right? Like, you shouldn't really be going out there and selling without branding your business. Do you have your tax ID? Because you need that for filing your taxes.
Absolutely.
You know the purpose of these things. So you need like a business coach, right? And this is the things that I offer when I start someone off in their business as their business coach as well. Not only do I do their graphic design, but I give you that step-by-step platform that you need, or blueprint, so to speak. This is what we do first. This is what we do next. And this is how you're going to be successful. And we have your business plan, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year. Like, you have to have those things in place in order to be successful because you got to know what you're looking forward to and what are you working towards. And when this is accomplished, what's next? And when that's accomplished, what's next? It should never be, well, I'm going to accomplish this and I'm done. No, it should always be what's next. And that's why working with me, I try to show people, you know, what's the next after we get things done. So just, you know, getting yourself a business coach is definitely highly, highly recommended, especially if you're now starting out in business, because you got to know the law and you need to do it the right way, right? We shouldn't just be selling out of our homes and things of that nature without being all the way legal, so to speak, to do so, right?
Absolutely.
And we want to make sure we're doing it the right way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you help as well with women with certifications or with LLC EIN numbers, getting all those the documents that you would need to become a quote unquote legal business?
Yes, exactly. So I don't personally, you know, sending the paperwork and things of that nature. But the great thing with my business is the network of women that I have built, and of course you can check my website out and you can see my directory of women that I work with. There are ladies that I work with who I will refer you to, and because you're coming from my Sister Keeper, will give you that quote-unquote discount, so to speak, from me referring you to them, and they will get you everything that you need in order to get started. So I'm the graphic designer, but I can also connect you with the right people to get your business started the right way, because I worked with them personally to get my business started.
I love it. I love it. I love it. This is beautiful. And I actually am one of those referrals. I'm super excited because I'm in the network. So I've received several referrals from my Sister Keeper. So I know the incredible system does work. It is awesome. And so thank you for the incredible referrals. And I'm definitely going to continue to refer wonderful and amazing women and men to you as well, because you're a powerhouse, and I know that you can definitely help in many, many ways. So Again, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for the time. I always have a great time when I come onto your show, ma'am. I love the energy. I love the excitement. It's always amazing when I'm here, and I thank you for, you know, allowing me to come on and talk about the anniversary coming up this Saturday. You don't want to miss it. There's so many great prizes that we have going on, and it's going to be so amazing.
Do not forget, she is going to be giving away $500 worth of business services. Listen, $500 worth of business services, that is incredible. Really, you'll get way more than that by the time she is done with you, I promise. She is absolutely amazing. All the referrals and the network of people that you're going to meet just by receiving the $500 worth of business referrals is going to get you a lifetime worth of business. If you're serious and the commitment is there, you can do it, but you have to be serious and the commitment has to be there. This is not easy, guys. Don't think, oh, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to go start an ice cream truck. Well, guess what? There is a season called winter where there may be not a lot of ice cream sold, right? How are you going to work around that? Like, there has to be a plan. But guess what? You can make it. You can make it happen. Change up that ice cream shop and make cookies. Serve hot chocolate. And work it out. People, there are things that you can do in order to make things happen, but you got to come up with a plan. And you can't be so easy to give up. That's the thing. I was talking to somebody the other day. It is so easy to say, oh, what was me? It didn't work. It's hard. It is hard pushing through because, you know, we're so used to just going in the towel. We don't like the job, we quit it. We don't like the boss, we're out of there. Right? But when it's your own business, you can't do that. You have to be dedicated to this thing, this entity, this baby that you've created. You can't just throw the towel in. You can't just throw it in the trash. You have to be dedicated to it. And you have to see it through. But there's going to be some bumps in the road, but there are people out there that will help lead you and guide you. And if you connect with this incredible network, My Sister Keeper, I see the phone lines lit up. I know you guys are listening around the globe. I know that you guys are tuned in online, no matter where you're listening from, or if you're listening to this in the podcast later on, it doesn't matter. I want you to make sure that you write down this website so that you can connect with Nadia Monsanto. She is the CEO of My Sister Keeper, and she is our guest for today. The website is www.mysisterkeeper.biz, which is B-I-Z, mysisterkeeper.biz. She has an extraordinary and extensive network of women, and they are literally a powerhouse, and they're taking over, and I'm super excited to be a part of it. And thank you again so very much for being on the show today. One of the quotes that you have is, the most beautiful thing a woman can wear is her confidence, and you wear your confidence very, very well. You're super excited to, again, feature you on the show tonight. Any final words for the listeners tonight?
Yes, definitely. I definitely want to say thank you so much, Kia, for bringing me on your amazing platform. Again, it's truly always been a pleasure and honor to come on here and talk it out with you. Of course, for anyone listening, again, if you are thinking about starting your business, now is the time to get started. I would be more than happy to just even have a 30-minute free consultation with you to talk about your business, your brand, and where you can go. So make sure you visit the website. You can even schedule a consultation with me. It's free for 30 minutes, and we can talk about what your goals are and what you want to do for your business. And I'm excited to have you guys join me on Saturday for the one-year anniversary celebration for My Sister Keeper. It is going to be absolutely amazing. So I cannot wait to work with each and every one of you who are listening tonight or see you in my Zoom room and give away my $500 worth of services. I'm looking forward to networking with each and every one of you all listening tonight.
Wonderful. I love it. I love it. Definitely get your tickets. It's going to be a virtual Zoom call, so you definitely want to you don't even have to worry about going and sitting in front of anyone. It's totally going to be in your living room or in your space, in your very personal comfort zone kind of area. So it's $20.21. And you're going to have a good time. Do not miss your opportunity to hang out and have fun this coming weekend on Saturday. And I'm super duper excited for you. Happy anniversary, Queen.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Kia. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Queen. Again, the incredible Nadia Monsano. Woohoo! Thank you, Queen.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It has been an extraordinary and absolutely amazing day here on the Shine Lord Radio Show, right here on We Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more of the Shine Lord Radio Show. When we return, I'll be talking to T. Smiley because Hold up. Miss Nadia, we still got Miss Nadia there? Miss Nadia, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Listen, we have got to plan a trip after this pandemic is over. We're going to plan a trip.
Yeah.
You've got to show us around Trinidad.
Okay. We talked about that.
Yeah,
yes, we definitely have to do it.
Yeah, festival, here we come. She's smiling. You
right?
Down?
Oh, I'm down.
I can't wait.
I can't wait. Because I like to eat.
Oh, we have the best
of
the best
like
food. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. You definitely have to show us around.
Absolutely.
We're going to fly everybody out and we're going to have a good time. I'm excited. Thank you again, Ms. Nadia.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of the Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
was right there by my side.
welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio Show. Shout out to my baby girl. Y'all keep her in your prayers. My baby girl and, of course, her family, they are driving home now from Oakley, homie, and it's nice and raining outside. So we pray for protection and safety over Marcus and Marley and Tamaja in the name of Jesus. So safety for everybody who's on the roads right now, especially in this nasty rain. All of a sudden, don't know where the rain came from. It just started raining. But it's all good, all good. So, again, thank you all so much for tuning into this amazing show. This is the incredible Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, we have the Kia D Unplugged Show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be awesome. We have an amazing special guest coming in tomorrow night, so I'm super duper excited about that, too. And I'll tell you who that is here in just a second. But I'm about to give out this keyword for tonight. The keyword for tonight. Do not forget the keywords. The keywords are going to go in a very special place if you want to win this money. We're giving out $100 every single week. And the first person that turns in all the keywords every week is going to win $100. The first person that turns in all keywords all month long for the entire month, you turn in every single keyword. The first person to do all keywords correctly for every week is going to win. How much, Keith Molly?
For the week?
For the month.
For the month. I'm sorry. It's the special $500. $500, if you heard me. $500.
Five honey. I don't know why down here in Texas we say hunted. You know, it is what it is. $500. Anybody else say that? You in Oklahoma. Y'all say $500 down there too? $500. Which it's just, I mean, what did I say? Oklahoma. I meant Arkansas. Y'all, how do y'all say it down there? I know we real country down here in Texas.
Hey, listen. I haven't been home in Arkansas in a while, but I can imagine they probably say 500 too. You know, yeah, somebody got to say 500, but then you have some that say $500.
Okay.
$500.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care how you say it. It spins the same. It's going to spin all the same. 500 or 500. It spins the same. I love it. Again, the keyword for tonight, is, drum roll, please. Take, T-A-K-E, T-A-K-E. Don't forget, you want to have all the keywords for the entire month, and tonight is the last night that we're going to be giving out keywords. So shout out to Emily Blue and Deanne Lax, who did a fabulous show, the Brand New Day with Emily Blue show. It aired at 7 p.m. tonight. You guys go back and check that out. It was amazing. If you want your heart renewed, if you want some motivation, inspiration, trust me, this is the place to be every single Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, tuned in to Brand New Day with Emily Blue and with Deanne Lax. Shout out to them. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram under Brand New Day. That's Emily Blue. Brand New Day with Emily, actually, is how you can find her. Or you can check out Deanne Lax under Rearing Royalty. Rearing Royalty. You can check out T Smiley on Instagram under T Smiley Productions. You can check me out, Kia D79. I'm on Instagram, Kia D79, as well as you can just follow us on We Talk Radio, all of our social media platforms. We Talk Radio. Or We Talk Radio Network, and we are absolutely everywhere. Reddit, Tumblr, I'm thinking about going back to my MySpace account because I heard that might be popping real soon. Everybody going to be leaving Twitter and Facebook and going back over to MySpace. You going back to MySpace?
No, I'm not going back to
MySpace. You said I'm not going back to MySpace. Okay, I don't blame you. I might not go back either. I don't know, but I had fun on MySpace. Yeah, but see, my MySpace days were way before it got really, really crazy. Like, seriously, like, it was not really, really crazy when I was on. So it was actually a lot of fun. People just got to know each other from around the globe. Then it just turned into craziness. Anyway, just like all the other social media platforms, whatever. I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying. So tomorrow night, check us out because we're going to be talking about the American Airlines flight that was actually forced to turn around after a woman used racial slurs and spit on another passenger. That's right. It was a flight. It was diverted going to Phoenix
We'll talk about that tomorrow night. I got all the juicy information about it. And we're going to be talking about a couple of other things as well. Just come on and hang out with us. The Kia D Unplugged show on Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here, Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight is a night of inspiration and motivation. And so tonight, I would love for Mr. T. Smiley to go ahead and give us a word of motivation and inspiration. No matter what it is that you're going through around the globe, we know that people have been abused, they've been victimized, they've got COVID. I just found out recently some people who are very, very close to me got COVID. I mean, people are really going through some things right now, and they're dealing with depression and anxiety, and, you know, have been forced to stay in the house. There's no job, there's no money, there's no heat, there's no water. Of course, there are still people who are dealing right now, not too far from where I live right now. They do not have water. It's been over 10 days. They do not have water. So it's just really crazy, some of the things that people are going through. And you had an incredible moment today, you know, at your church, and, you know, some of the things that you've been through recently, not just specifically at your church, but things that just kind of been pulling you back and forth, you know, just with life in general. And I know that you definitely have been able to make it through this pandemic. You're one who was able to make it through the pandemic. You were working and, you know, doing, you know, on your job and having to go through all of this stuff and working with Talk Radio at the same time. So I know that you can definitely give people a word about literally making it through no matter what it looks like, and coming out on top, which is the moment you had today, all day.
Well, yes, I just want to say, you know, that those are some good words already right there. What I want to say really to that is, you know, hang in there. You know, the struggle may seem strong, heavy and strong to the point where you feel like giving up, but I'm reminded of a song that said, "You made a way. You made a way. No matter what it looked like, God will always make a way out of no way. When you don't know how you're gonna pay your bills, God bless you with a paycheck in the mail or different things like that. So just you know, keep God. You know, in your life, and pray. You know, main thing is to and let God know about all your problems, and let Him know about all your. He already knows, but he wants you to talk and have a conversation with Him. So sometimes you have to go in your closet. Sometimes you have to go in your bathroom. Sometimes you have to go outside and walk. Even, you know, whatever you do, but all just know that through everything that's going on, God is yet still in control. And also another thing I wanted to say was, you know, business opportunities. If you're looking to start your own business, or you kind of skeptical about quitting that 9-to-5 and going full force in your business or whatever, no matter how many no's you get, there's always going to be a yes. Because my motto is no. The word no doesn't mean no. The word no means new opportunities. So every no that you get, just know that's a new opportunity somewhere else. It doesn't always have to be at the place that you was expecting. God is going to open up a door for you to be in a new opportunity somewhere else. So keep that with you. Let the church say amen.
Well, amen and amen again. Hallelujah, won't he do it? I'm going to have T. Smiley close us out in prayer here in just a few minutes as well. But before we do that, I am going to give you a little bit of some Fantasia. I really want to hear a Fantasia versus Leandria Johnson. A versus. Fantasia versus Leandria Johnson. Think about that song, Deliver Me. As a matter of fact, I'm about to play two songs, Deliver Me and this one right here. This is Fantasia, and then after that, I'm playing Deliver Me. And y'all tell me which one you think. Shine Lord Radio Show.
Maybe more, hey. And some nights I made my bed right on the floor. take me out. Killer witches that shall knock me down.
Hey, come on.
I'm defending after all I've been through. I survived it all and it's because of you.
Got one more for you. Check this one out.
Got 6 minutes.
switch it, switch it. Listen, don't you worry about it, because out of all of that, I still got to cry out to him and say, Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me. And bruh, I didn't think it hurt me, so I had to say, like you really know you're coming out.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality of shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, and we take action using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up our incredible radio station that broadcasts to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit us on our website at www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Are you an ambitious woman looking to take charge of your career goals? If so, Meredith Ward has you covered. Known as your career and startup business strategist, Meredith is a corporate leadership coach, public speaker, video podcast host, and the founder and CEO of In Charge Career Consulting. In Charge Career Consulting exists to provoke, empower, and educate women to achieve their ambitions as corporate leaders and entrepreneurs, coaching her clients to develop influence and authority. While advancing through the ranks of corporate leadership, Meredith helps women gather the right resources and develop a plan to pivot into full-time entrepreneurship smoothly. On top of all of that, she recently launched her newly founded platform, She Is In Charge, a video podcast and workshop edutainment resource for businesswomen. Subscribe today and you'll gain access to free business resources on topics like strategic career planning and advancement, business development and growth tactics, salary negotiation, revenue generating methods, networking, social politics, and more. Want to showcase your experiences and expertise through the lens of corporate life and entrepreneurial journey? Then you're invited to be featured on one of Meredith's upcoming She's In Charge video podcast interviews and edutainment workshops. Contact the team directly at info@nccareerconsulting.com and provide your full name, phone number, website, and the best time to contact you. A representative will respond to you regarding the next steps. Get featured, subscribed, or schedule a consultation with Meredith today.
Please welcome to the stage, Ted and Sherry! I wrote this song for Ted and Sherry. I don't know if y'all knew that.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Right, welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Got to thank our beautiful guest, the CEO of My Sister Keeper, an incredible organization that helps other women and men become organizations and nonprofits. help them see their dreams realized. Shout out to the beautiful Nadia Monsano. Super excited to have her on the show again tonight. Shout out to P. Smiley, my, of course, co-host for tonight. I am Kia D, holding it down. And of course, as always, I got to hold it down every single Sunday right here on the Shine Lord Radio Show. Thank you all so much for holding it down with us all month long for Black History Month. It has been absolutely amazing. Next month is Women's Month, and we're going to be honoring some incredible women from around the globe, some mighty moms. You may see your mom or a mom that you know featured on our website. So if you want your mom, if you know, or if you know of a mighty mom, someone, a mom that is so amazing, tell us your mom's story. Tell us the story of that mom. And you can do that by going directly to WeTalkRadio.com and going to the Contact Us tab and putting in your email address and all of the incredible information about the Mighty Mom there. So we're really, really, really excited about this year, 2021, all the new staff members and team members and campaigns, and everybody's just working so hard, and it is just so amazing. Shout out to everybody on our staff, all of our board members, all of our radio personalities, management, interns, you name it. We are one big happy family, and I'm super duper excited about it. So, yeah, I use that word a lot, super duper, and I love that word, super duper. This is a super duper night, and I want to pray for you tonight. Right now, let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this amazing, incredible moment to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We declare and we decree, Father God, victory over our lives. We declare victory over defeat. We declare and we decree that no dream will hit the graveyard in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for continuing to bless us on our journey. Father God, we pray that you would continue to give us the strength as we continue to go on every single day to provide for our families, to provide and continue for our to provide love to our friends, and to continue to show love like you want us to show love. Father God, we pray that you will continue to cover us financially and spiritually and mentally. Father God, cover our bodies physically, Lord God, as we continue to walk the path that you have laid our feet out to walk, Father God. We, Father God, thank you for choosing us for this special moment in time. We thank you, Father God, all over the world for those who are tuned in. Father God, thank you so much for continuing to bring us all together as one. Every single day, we pray, Father God, that you will continue to bring more people to We Talk Radio Network so that we can continue all to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise that you so deserve. We thank you, we love you, and we honor you, and we will continue, Father God, to do that until we can breathe no more. Thank you so much for being our Father and loving us no matter what we do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We have the victory no matter what it looks like. Always remember, we have the victory. Good night.
Here's a little more victory.
I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care if the enemy tries to make you cry all night. I don't care what they told you. Just try to keep your composure. Never mind the size of a mountain standing right before you. But you're ready before I have you. Just hold on to your faith. Trying to call to make an arrangement. Daycare got late fees. Cause deadbeats made babies. Never mind the sign on the door that says addiction's in me. But you're ready before I haven't been. You got to hold on. Be sober and you never let your guard down. But hold on to the master. In order to win, you have to. Wanna be in V-I-C-T-O-I-Y. Gotta put your game face on, don't be fake, don't go from low to high.
It's one of the names, just call it a name and you will be fine.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.